The Fall of Boris Johnson, written and read by Sebastian Payne. When a regime has been in power too long, when it has fatally exhausted the patience of the people, and when oblivion finally beckons, I'm afraid that across the world you can rely on the leaders of that regime to act solely in the interests of self-preservation and not in the interests of the electorate. Boris Johnson. Introduction. Drinks at the Garrick Club. Boris Johnson shuffled into the mahogany and red dining room of the Garrick Club one cold November evening with a relaxed grin on his face. Scooping up a drink as the dinner was about to begin, he beamed at his former journalist colleagues. Rumours had been circulating that he would attend, but many were stunned not only that the Prime Minister had just walked in, but that he had done so on time, unlike the filing of his newspaper columns. Johnson had returned to a gathering to celebrate his spiritual home among the comment writers of the Daily Telegraph. Fresh from the success of the COP26 climate conference in Glasgow, he could finally let his guard down. Since 1831, the Garrick has wined and dined the great of London's cultural scene. From A.A. Milne to Stephen Fry, the institution inspires improbable passions among its members, with its garish salmon club ties and sumptuous Covent Garden surroundings. Johnson was not a member when he arrived for that supper in late 2021. His choice of transport had been criticised, the optics were poor, jetting back from a conference about climate change. But he could not care less, he was among friends. After 2 years of the COVID pandemic, he was the global statesman and at the centre of everyone's attention, something that he had craved since childhood. In the private room, a broad table was set for around 30 Fleet Street veterans who had worked with a colleague later to become the most powerful man in the country. The occasion was a reunion of columnists and leader writers whose careers stretched back to the 1960s. The dominant era represented was Charles Moores, editor from 1995 to 2003, the occasion convened by Stephen Glover and Neil Derbyshire, both senior figures at the Daily Mail who had stints at the Telegraph in the 1980s and 90s, when Johnson became the paper's star political columnist. The assembled diners, including the editor of the Odie magazine Harry Mount, former Today programme editor Sarah Sands, and editor of the Conservative Home website Paul Goodman, were surprised and delighted to see Johnson present. Guzzling roast pheasant with Grand Marnier soufflé, washed down with hefty bottles of claret, the collected journalists celebrated what seemed to be the very best of times. Glover noted in his speech that the attendees were, quote, responsible for millions of words over the decade, and it would be impossible to calculate the damage we've done. At the Prime Minister's end of the table, Dean Godson, the Telegraph's former chief leader writer, impersonated his old proprietor Conrad Black attempting French. Johnson laughed so hard his friends feared he might crack a rib. One attendee said, "The extraordinary thing is, I've known Boris in passing for 30-odd years, but I've never seen him happier and laugh harder than that evening." Another remarked, "It was a triumphant homecoming. He had proven himself beyond doubt at having beaten us all." When Johnson spoke at the supper, after much wine had been consumed, he delivered a typically comic and self-deprecating speech where one attendee said he, improbably, claimed to have only penned two leaders for the Telegraph, the second of which was about the row between the author Salman Rushdie and Ayatollah Khomeini, the then supreme leader of Iran. After his editorial came down on the side of the Ayatollah, the paper's then proprietor Conrad Black informed Johnson he didn't need to write any more, so the yarn went. The hacks lapped it up. The Prime Minister's very infectious tone added to the gaiety of the evening. He rapidly moved on to his favourite topic, his achievements. He paid tribute to the success points of his own government, delivering Brexit and the world-leading COVID vaccine rollout. Then came a heckle. One Telegraph writer shouted out that he had not been especially conservative. With his well-worn hangdog expression and artful ruffle of his thatched hair, Johnson admitted they had a point. There was no malice. It was not an evening for serious policy debate, but to celebrate one of their own. Johnson later stumbled out of the Garrick Club after the supper had concluded, wearing the same grey suit with blue tie he had donned hours earlier in Glasgow. Moore was photographed